and for the rest of the repeater listening world here, tell us about our new repeater if you feel so inclined.
Well, I don't know that much about it yet, except it does work. I powered it up, was able to key it up, and get some power out of it. It's not putting out the power, I think, but I think it's probably it's turned down in software, so I got to figure out how to do that. It's getting about 65 watts out, but I'm sure it can go higher.
Nice. But you've plugged it in, got it on an antenna, and so do you, are we going to use the same cans that we have and obviously the same controller, right?
Yeah, everything will be the same, except that I got to figure out how to interface it. I got to talk to Sean a little more about that. But I've heard of, you know, there's all kinds of different ways. So it's funny. I saw another Kenwood repeater just like ours. You know, same configuration, everything. And somebody was selling down there, except they said their amplifier worked.
Yeah, well, theirs did, but you're talking about the Kenwood that we had in before, I assume, correct?
Yeah, and they're also guys selling a bunch of just amplifiers that I could have just tried again and done that, you know, put that in, and that was my second option if I couldn't find a good Motorola. I was thinking I'd buy one of those and swap the amp out of that, you know, so that was a secondary option. And if the guy drops his price enough on one of those, I do get it anyways just to have it as a backup, you know,